creep your mental blinders. Mike Adams is on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to our final episode for thank you for the episodes that we have done over the last who carried the showers for the opportunity. You know, over a year ago, Alex Jones invited me to create this show to help expand the content on the InfoWars network. And we've also branched out. We've, of course, posted all these episodes at counterthink.com. And we've been fighting for humanity this entire time. We've done a great job. We've had a lot of support. We're wrapping up this because there's a new chapter opening up here, which I'll explain in a second. We're not stopping our fight for humanity by no means. We are, in fact, accelerating it in a new direction with some new content. We're actually building out a new studio right now. We'll launch a new show in, it looks like, about 2 months, maybe a little bit less. We'll have a new show launched. That show is called Food Forensics, and the website for that will be foodforensics.com. But I do want to give you a heads up of what's in this episode of Counterthink, because here, since this is the final episode of this, you know, package for broadcast format, I'm going to cover a big picture view of where we are right now, all of us, as we try to navigate the chaos that's happening in the world. Big picture view. I'm not going to cover, like, this week's news. I'm going to cover big picture what's coming in 2020 through 2024, or even perhaps extending into 2025. What's coming and what I think you need to be doing to get ready for what's coming. This is big picture thinking here. We're going to talk about preparedness, financial survival, political survival, free speech, personal defense, and much more. Even food and preparedness issues as well. So that's what's ahead here on Counterthink, this special final episode. I do want to mention that, of course, if you missed any of the 50 episodes that we've done over the last year, you can catch those episodes at counterthink.com. And as you know, we were banned by YouTube over a year ago, completely deplatformed, lost 300,000 plus subscribers there. They deleted 1,700 videos that we had posted. So we built our own video network called Brighteon.com. It was originally launched as Real.Video, and then we had an intellectual property problem with Real Networks, and so we ended up changing the name to Brighteon.com, and we have the trademark on Brighteon, so, you know, we're not going to have issues with that. Brighteon.com had been attacked as for carrying shootings of the New Zealand shooting, and we were almost deplatformed by what are called upstream service providers such as Amazon and others, by the way. And so we have been working feverishly to build Brighteon 2.0, which is launching in June. And under Brighteon 2.0, we are going to relax the restrictions on content, and we're going to be more bulletproof against censorship. So those of you out there who want to comment on controversial topics, you want to criticize transgenderism, you want to criticize liberalism, you want to talk about firearms or even demonstrate firearms in a lawful way, any of these controversial topics, maybe you're pro-Trump, maybe you're pro-America. My God, you love your country. That gets you banned everywhere else, but we love you at Brighteon.com. So just go to Brighteon.com. You can sign up for free. You can use the platform. You can post videos there. You can share them. And again, 2.0 is launching in June. We're currently under 1.0, which is live right now, but under version 2.0, you'll be able to post more content without being forcibly censored. It's weird. The upstream providers forced us to censor certain videos, or they were going to deplatform our entire operation. And that's what we are getting out from underneath with our version 2.0 that's coming, you know, in just a few weeks. So I thank you for your patience as that has happened. We're doing everything we can to help promote free speech, just like everyone who's a patriot right now. You know, we are pro-military veterans. We are pro-law and order. We are pro-law enforcement for those who follow the law and aren't corrupt, like James Comey at the FBI turned the FBI into a rogue, treasonous organization, which is very sad. But we support America, and we want you to have access to this information. So check it out at Brighteon.com. We'll be back with more on Counterthink.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on Big Tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else, like dominoes, would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
Doing what you're told without knowing why is what they want. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, continuing in our final episode of Counterthink for Broadcast. Here we go. Here's the big analysis of where I think we are now as an analyst and an independent journalist. So let's talk about the political situation, because Trump looks likely to win the election in 2020 right now if he can restore free speech in the online world. The tech giants are, of course, suppressing free speech, and the whole purpose of that is to meddle in the election. Facebook is committing election fraud. So is Google, YouTube, Twitter, and so on. As you know, I've called for the arrest and indictment of the CEOs of those tech giants. It seems unlikely that Trump would engage in that. I mean, I've also called for Trump to seize the domain names of those companies temporarily to force them to sign a consent decree that would respect freedom of speech and the First Amendment, and then give them back their domain names and allow them to operate under that new consent decree. That seems unlikely to happen, but I still think it's a good suggestion. See, the proper role of government is to stop corporations from steamrolling individual liberties. We don't want government running those corporations. We don't want nationalized social media run by the government, but we do want government to protect individual liberties. So that's where I'm coming from on that point. Nevertheless, it looks like Trump is beginning to take action on this. There will probably be regulatory action against the tech giants at the federal level, but most importantly, watch for attorneys general of U.S. states, most notably Texas. The Texas AG is gearing up to sue the tech giants for their censorship of conservatives. And we've heard some things also through the grapevine. You know, I live in Texas and we've got contacts in Texas, and we are told that there is some very strategic action that's being formulated right now against the tech giants for censorship of conservatives. So if Trump can win in 2020, here's what we're likely to see happen. Sometime around the 2020 election, or perhaps a year before, perhaps a year after, there's a big window of this, we're going to have a stock market bubble collapse in this country. Now, we're in another dot-com bubble. We have insane valuations of a lot of these tech companies like Uber and Lyft, which essentially own nothing and sell nothing and have nothing and manufacture nothing. And there are a lot of tech companies like that. I think Bird, like that scooter company. So a lot of these tech companies that have been pushed into sky-high valuations by this next generation of millennials who are stock market suckers because they're not old enough to have lived through the dot-com crash of 2001, which, by the way, for the record, I warned people about in 1998 and 1999, accurately warning about that. And the dot-com boom was a cult at that time. And at that time, you know, anybody who said that the dot-com stocks were going to pop was considered a lunatic, and everybody thought they were going to get rich just by trading stocks with each other. But I was right about the dot-com crash at the time, and I warned also about the housing bubble in 2008. Well, I've been cautiously warning about the next coming crash since 2008, knowing that we could not predict the timing of it, but also knowing that it would be the largest crash in history, and that it would be a domino, a cascading global crash, what you might call a financial contagion. That's going to happen, and it looks like it's going to happen pretty close to around the 2020 election. If it happens before the election, Trump may lose. If it happens after the election, Trump's going to be blamed for it. And in fact, no matter when it happens, Trump will be blamed for it, even if it happens after he's out of the White House. What you need to know about this financial collapse, and this is really crucial financial survival information, several things are going to happen. Number one, banks are going to fail, and it's going to be a cascading collapse of banks. There will be restrictions, people fleeing from the dollar into cryptocurrency. However, my warning about that, and the reason I'm not jumping into cryptocurrency, is because most of that is speculative. And it is subject to the bigger false flag operations that might be rolled out to try to take down Trump in other ways. For example, an EMP attack on the United States or a coordinated cyber attack to take down the power grid. Either one of those actions or even open nuclear war, the actual launching of nuclear missiles and their detonation over U.S. cities, which both Russia and China are technically capable of doing that. Any of these activities would completely obliterate all cryptocurrency, because the value of cryptocurrency when there's no power grid is exactly zero. And for this reason, I'm not a fan of jumping into crypto as a speculative investment. I believe in conservative principles of saving your money. And so you can take my advice or you can ignore it, but I guarantee you, if you take my advice, you won't lose money. You may not gain any during all this chaos, but you won't lose it. And the things to invest in, and I'm urging you to really carefully consider this. I mean, talk to your financial advisor. Everybody's financial situation is different. But given the chaos that's coming in the 2020 election and even extending all the way out to 2024, the attempted civil war of the delusional left, the anti-Trump hysteria, the attempts by the deep state to try to bring down Trump with a coordinated false flag attack that Barack Obama might be pushing. Remember, Barack Obama gave Iran nuclear weapons technology and billions of dollars to fund it. With all of this happening, I believe you need to look at essentially three things of places to put your money. Number one is, of course, precious metals that you physically control. Not precious metals in some fund somewhere, in a bank vault somewhere, because banks can open the bank vault, they can go to your safe deposit boxes, and they can confiscate your gold. And they will do that, and they have done that throughout history over and over and over again. If you don't know that, if you think a safe deposit box is safe, then you don't know anything about safe deposit boxes. And if you think it's a safety deposit box, then you also don't know what it is, because it's not a safety deposit box. It is a safe deposit box, and it's not safe. So I cringe every time I hear people say safety deposit box. It's not about safety. There's not an orange vest in there for you to cross the road. It's a safe deposit box, like a safe, like a vault, but it doesn't even function like that. In any case, precious metals that you have under your control, gold and silver, they're instantly recognizable. They're instantly transmutable into other forms of goods or currency, and they're portable. Now, the other thing that isn't portable but is very hard for anyone to seize is land, especially food-producing farmland. That's land that has good soil, land that has a water source, and land that is not going to be seized by eminent domain, for example, land outside the cities. In other words, land that has very low property taxes. And I've done all the research. I've lived all over the world. I've lived in South America. I've lived in Taiwan. I've, you know, been throughout Europe and Australia and many places, and I did all the research around America, and there are only two places that I would choose to live in the United States, and that's Utah and Texas, because they meet those criteria of having farmable land, food-producing land with water sources, land that is unlikely to be seized by state governments or federal governments. So if you want to put money somewhere, again, you got to make your own decision. But if you buy land and gold and get out of the tech sector, get out of the stock market, don't risk everything in cryptocurrency, then no matter what happens in the world almost, you're still going to have your land and you're still going to have your gold. And those two things can get you through a collapse. They can get you through a war. They can get you through anything that's coming. But you got to be able to protect your land and your gold. And so that's the third category. We're going to talk about self-protection in the next segment here on Counterthink. What kind of gear you need to defend yourself, to defend your assets, to defend your family and your life, and perhaps even your country as all this chaos comes down. Stay with me. Mike Adams here for Counterthink. We'll be right back with more.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with, and that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our Ultimate Bone Broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that is taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms. The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality methylcobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. Warning, take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, continuing on Counterthink, thanks for tuning in. This is Mike Adams. In this segment, we're going to talk about the third category of assets and preparedness items that you need to survive what I believe will be an era of incredible chaos for America. Political chaos, financial chaos, cultural chaos. potential outbreaks of civil war. Certainly President Trump, maybe there will be attempted assassinations against him. We've already seen an attempted political coup. We're going to see deep state traitors probably being indicted and going to prison. The deranged lunatic left will no doubt try to stage an uprising, a communist revolution. Now, what they're underestimating is the resolve of American patriots who own firearms and are proficient in their use. Because there are a lot of people, former military, active duty and former law enforcement, as well as civilians who are well-trained, like myself, who've trained with special forces and military veterans and so on, to be able to defend ourselves, our property, our families, our counties, our cities, and our country against these kinds of things. So in this segment, I'm going to give you very specific advice about what I think you should look into for firearms gear to protect yourself. Now, just as background, well, first, let me say, keep it legal. I always advocate keeping it legal. You're never going to hear me advocate buying full auto sears or, even short-barreled rifles or full auto rifles or anything illegal. I never recommend that. I always say follow the law because I'm a law and order kind of guy, and everything that I own is legal. Yes, I own suppressors. I don't have any full auto equipment. I don't have any SBRs because who needs them today with the arm braces? But everything that I do own is approved. I've passed all the FBI background checks. I've passed all the concealed carry checks. I've had concealed carry permits in four U.S. states, and I carry concealed right now. I've done thousands of hours. Now I'm estimating about 5,000 hours of training and range time, practice time and training. Over the last, I guess it's been almost 20 years now, about 5,000 hours of time, range time, trigger time. And so I've gone through a lot of gear and a lot of optics, and I'm very proficient in pistol, rifle engagements, as well as long-range target shooting at 1,000 yards plus, 1,000, 2,000 yards. So I'm going to give you some specific recommendations. You can take it or leave it. Everybody's got an opinion on guns. Everybody thinks theirs is the best because they just bought it and they want to feel good about it. That's fine. I don't care. But if you want to be effective in your firearms, my recommendation is to really look closely at SIG Sauer. Now, SIG, I used to carry Glocks. Excuse me. And for a long time, I carried a Glock 19 and I trained with Glock 17s. And Glocks are great firearms. They will not fail you. They're very reliable and robust. But I discovered two big problems with Glocks after carrying them for many years, and this is why I switched to SIG. Currently, I carry a SIG P320, and that's what I recommend with the Romeo red dot sight. I never used to have a red dot sight on my pistols. I tried the RMRs with Glocks, didn't like them. But the SIG Romeo is just right. And if you have the tall night sights co-witnessing with the red dot sight, you can still shoot even if the red dot sight fails. And I've trained that way, and it is outstanding. And there's something about the dovetail of the SIG P320 pistol and the way it fits into just the nook of your thumb and finger here that I think really handles the recoil much better than a Glock. And it, for me, it really reduces the vertical spread of the bullets. And it allows me to put rounds on target in a way that I never could with a Glock. Even with the SIG P365, which is the really compact carry firearm, 9mm, 10 plus 1 rounds, even with that pistol, just like stock, right out of the box, I picked it up. I think I was 20 feet away from the target, and I emptied 10 rounds into a circle that was maybe 3 to 4 inches, just right off the bat. Stock sights. No upgrades, no trigger work, nothing. And to me, that's amazing because normally those short, compact pistols, you might get a 6-inch spread or something. You know, to get a 3 or 4-inch spread like that is unheard of in that size of a pistol. But there's something about the SIG, the way it's structured, the way it recoils into your hand, that at least for me and the way I shoot, it's a much better setup. Now, and I shoot the standard, standard two-handed grip, and I was using a two-handed grip for that shot, those shots. Now, the two problems with a Glock that I'll mention here. Number one, in training, I've had Glocks have the pins walk out during shooting. So I've actually seen slides in my own hands the top slide actually come apart on a Glock while I'm shooting it. And that's not something that you want to experience. I've never had that happen on a SIG. The second thing, and this is actually a much bigger issue, is the Glock magazines are made out of polymer material. And are you familiar with the magazine release and the magazine holding, you know, that mag release piece actually holds the magazine in the frame of the gun? Well, if you look closely at that, that is polymer on polymer. And if you're carrying a gun every hour of the day, every day of the year, like I do, it turns out that that polymer on polymer contact wears out the retention of the magazine. And I actually had one time where I had to pull my Glock and fire a shot. And this was at a rattlesnake in this case. And literally after the first shot, the magazine dropped out of the gun, leaving me with no second shot and no magazine. And there you are searching the ground. Where the heck is my Glock magazine? And why is there no round in my pistol? You know, and at first you're trained to tap and rack. You're like, click, there's nothing here. SIG magazines are made of metal. And I've been carrying SIGs ever since because I've never had a SIG magazine drop out of the gun after firing a round, even though I have had that happen on a Glock. Now, people might argue with me about this, but I bet you haven't carried a Glock with the same magazine for more than a year. I have. I've done that. So I know exactly what happens. And I have a microscope in my laboratory. And so I looked at it under the microscope and I saw, my God, this thing has just been ground away, the Glock magazine. So I have rational reasons why I do not recommend Glocks. And I have rational reasons why I recommend SIGs. Also, you can dismantle a SIG without having to pull the trigger. A lot of people, when they want to do a field strip of the firearm, you don't want to rack it and then have to fire the trigger, you know, pull the trigger. It makes people nervous, especially if you're indoors or a lot of other people around. With a SIG P320, you don't have to pull that trigger. You do the slide lock, you know, you twist the takedown pin, you take it out, the slide comes off, you're good. You don't have to pull the trigger. It's a safer takedown procedure. The SIG is simply a better engineered firearm. And in addition, I recommend SIG rifles. Especially the MCX Virtus line of rifles, which are incredibly reliable and they have a folding stock. Unlike typical AR-15s, which use a buffer spring mechanism, so you can't fold the stock of an AR-15, not without a law attachment add-on. With a standard SIG MCX Virtus rifle, which you can get in a short-barreled pistol configuration, you can fold the stock, which means you can stow it in a backpack or carry it in a vehicle legally, and you can easily deploy it. And it's not very long. So keep all this in mind. I'll have more for you on the other side. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams. We'll be back with more.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silversol in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
All right, in this segment of Counterthink, we're going to get into bullets and ballistics. Talked about firearms in the last segment. Just a quick note, if you don't yet own a rifle, your first starter rifle should be the SIG Tred, as it's called. I think it's the M400 designation. It's made by Sig Sauer. And it's called the Tred rifle, excuse me. Now, in terms of defending your country place, you need to be able to effectively deploy in self-defense at range. And in order to do this, there's some new hardware that I'm going to show you here that's very important. And it's also made by SIG. This is the SIG Kilo 2400 rangefinder right here. And this device has built-in software from Applied Ballistics. And the software allows you to see within the viewfinder a ballistic solution for your rifle and your bullets out to 800 yards. That's a built-in software limit in this system. Now, the Applied Ballistics software that's used inside this device, and there's also a SIG Kilo 3000, which is a binoculars, and they also They can range out to 3,000 yards, but they'll only give you ballistic solution to 800 yards. This is the SIG Kilo 2400. And these are called the BDX designation. BDX means ballistic data exchange. But the Applied Ballistics software in here is limited. It does not account for, I believe, the Coriolis effect or the compass direction of your shot, maybe a couple other things. I don't know if it accounts for spin drift or not. So it's a light version, only good for anything under 800 yards. But when you pair it with this is a Garmin device, and I don't have the number of this, but it's Garmin. It's a wrist-worn GPS, and it has the advanced version of the applied ballistics software inside this system. When you pair these together, and they actually pair up using Bluetooth, anything that you can lase with the rangefinder, you will get an instant ballistics solution here in the Garmin. And it accounts for everything except wind. It accounts for spin drift, density, altitude, temperature, compass direction, Coriolis effect, of course, the ballistics coefficient of the bullet that you have entered previously. And, of course, you also need your muzzle velocity in order to do this. You will get an instant ballistics solution, which tells you, hold, let's say, 10 mils up and 2.4 mils to the left. In order to hold those mils, you need a proper rifle scope. That's a mil dot rifle scope. I recommend the Tremor 2 or Tremor 3 scope reticles or the H59 reticles. And with that, with the binoculars, you'll be able to range targets out to 3,000 yards and instantly get a ballistic solution out to 3,000 yards. Now, in order to have a system that works at that range, you will need, at minimum, I would say, a 300 Win Mag platform. I like the 300 Win Mag. If you go with a very low grain bullet, like a 168 grain bullet made by Berger, has a very high ballistics coefficient. You get very good long range, high velocity out of that round. You can also go to a heavier bullet like a 338 Lapua Magnum, which gives you a lot of kick, you know, when you're shooting it, but you have more range with it. Or you could go with a 50 cal if you don't mind, you know, getting kicked in the shoulder every time you pull the trigger. Personally, I prefer the 338 Lapua Magnum. In any case, the point of all this is if you're living out in the country, and hopefully you're getting out of the city at this point, you need to be able to defend your place in the country. You may need to defend yourself. We're talking long-range future here. You may need to defend yourself against Google robots. You know, we might have a Rise of the Robot Terminator hunter-killer robot type of scenario. And if you're on Team Humanity, you want to be able to take out those killer robots at range. You don't want to engage them up close. Now, you will need to be able to estimate windage. Windage is something that robots are very bad at estimating. There are currently no systems, no automated systems that can really detect and estimate for windage. But people who are experienced long-range shooters, they know to look through the rifle scope at certain magnifications and look at the waviness of the heat wave lines and how it moves across the plains or, you know, the street or the grass or whatever. And you can get a very good estimate of wind speed and wind direction at that point. And so you put your wind solution into this ballistic system and you can put rounds on target, 1,000 to 3,000 yards away. It's actually, you know, this system does the math for you. In case of an EMP attack, you can have a backup system. The Applied Ballistics Company sells a circular calculator that is tuned to your bullet, your muzzle velocity, your ballistics coefficient. You can purchase them online. They are, I don't know, just search for Applied Ballistics calculator. I forgot the exact name. But they're about $60 each, and it only works for that rifle and that bullet, you know, that round. But it works without any electricity. It's a good backup device to have. So definitely check those out. All right, now talk about ammunition for a second. You're going to need more than just practice ammo if you're in a self-defense scenario. And it's a great barter item. Now, there's a group running around the internet claiming that nobody needs ammo, that it's a bad preparedness item, it's not worth anything, whatever. That group, I'm convinced, is run by the deep state. They're trying to convince preppers to not prep. So if you think you can prepare for what's coming with no ammunition, you know, that's your own natural selection event. You know, that's join the Darwin Award group or something. But for those who want to live, you should have ammunition, but you need to have the right kind of ammo. So full metal jacket ammo, which is what we all practice with, just goes right through tissue, just goes right through people, leaves small holes. And it doesn't really stop the attackers. It doesn't stop terrorists. It doesn't stop, a gang of rapists. It doesn't stop people. Like a 5.56 round, it'll just punch a hole through somebody that's, you know, less than 6 millimeters in diameter, right? And punching a little tiny, you know, pencil eraser size hole through somebody's arm doesn't do anything. People can take those rounds all day long. unless you get lucky and hit them, you know, in exactly the right spot of spinal cord or pelvis or something. So you're going to need the right ammunition. For preparedness, you need expanding ammo. This is true with your 9mm rounds. This is true with your long-range rounds, where you can purchase hunting ammo that expands. And be especially careful if you're purchasing subsonic ammo for self-defense. Most subsonic ammo does not expand at subsonic speeds because it wasn't designed for that. Remember, subsonic is typically anything below about 1,025 to 1,050 feet per second, depending on atmospheric conditions. So you need ammunition that is designed to expand. I think that Berger, I don't think Berger's got the best rounds on this. I'm going to have to probably do a follow-up video on the best rounds for that. But you need to make sure that they expand at subsonic speeds, rifle rounds. 300 Blackout is a typical kind of subsonic self-defense round. And the best ones have a polymer tip and then a real, like a hollow point metal receptacle for the polymer tip. So overall, the bullet looks sleek and it loads the cycles well, but it actually does expand once that polymer tip gets out of the way. And for your handgun rounds, you know, again, you need to train with full metal jacket because it's cheap, but then you need to load and carry the expanding rounds. That's what good cops do, and that's what off-duty cops do, and that's what all the military veterans do. They've got, you know, different magazines. Now, what I'll do is I'll take electrical tape, and all the magazines that I have loaded with expanding tip self-defense ammo, I'll put a red tape around them. To me, red means this is hot ammo, this is self-defense ammo. And I'll also mark my magazines for 300 Blackout by putting a piece of black tape around the magazine. So if I've got an AR mag with 29 rounds in it, if it is an expanding tip 300 Blackout ammo for self-defense, it'll have red tape and black tape. And you need to do that. You need to indicate with your magazines what you've got loaded in them so that you are able to pick it up and deploy it and reload tactically or administratively based on what you want to be shooting downrange. So I know I've gone over this quickly. I'll try to post some follow-up videos on counterthink.com. I'm talking about self-defense here. I'm encouraging you to keep it legal. I'll always abide by local laws, but I also want you to be safe. So watch this twice and take notes. We'll be back with the final conclusion.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at Newswars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at Infowars.com and Newswars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. Five different types of caffeine, doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine, doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Can't derive 500 milligrams, slow burn, the very best. I want a long burn, can't derive 500 milligrams, slow burn, the very best. That's Turbo Force. I'll tell you what, I'm throwing a lot of energy in my brain here. And get the fish oil.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, for the final section here of this Counterthink episode, which is the final episode, the broadcast episode of Counterthink, I want to talk about food, because we're getting in a lot of preparedness here. And remember, the overall picture here is we know there's chaos coming. We know there's going to be attempted civil war. There's probably a very large false flag being plotted right now by the deep state. It may not happen because Trump's people might be able to stop it. But if they fail, there could be a big false flag attack. Could be a nuclear attack, could be a radiological dirty bomb weapon, it could be a high-altitude EMP detonation carried out by a rogue element of, who knows, I mean, maybe the Obama-controlled submarine out there somewhere that launches a nuke and detonates it at altitude. Who knows? There are a lot of evil people that want to destroy America. Obama's one of them, right? And, there are a lot of anti-American forces out there, and some of them work inside the U.S. military because Obama put them there. Remember when Obama did a clean sweep of all the patriotic pro-America leaders in the U.S. military, and he kind of cleaned out the Pentagon and put in all his own traitors? And Trump has been working to reverse that, but it's a process that takes time. So there are stay-behind networks of deep state operatives and treasonous operators inside the military and inside the entire bureaucracy of the government. But let's get to food. Now, here's my warning about food. A lot of you have purchased survival food supplies. I'm not going to mention company names here because I'm not trying to embarrass companies. But across the survival food industry, there is massive fraud and misrepresentation. A lot of these companies say they're selling you, let's say, a 90-day supply or a 30-day supply of food. Some of them, they're only counting calories in some cases as low as 600 calories a day. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to survive on 600 calories a day. It's basically a starvation concentration camp diet. So, you know, maybe you think you bought a 6-month supply. You actually only bought a 1-month supply by the time you get into it. The other thing is a lot of this storable food is garbage. It's worse than prison food. It's in some cases worse than dog food. It's mostly the cheap stuff is genetically modified textured soy protein with a lot of salt and MSG and sugar, with almost no nutritional value whatsoever. Now, in contrast to that, you know, my online store, healthrangerstore.com, we sell certified organic storable food items such as freeze-dried fruits. Now, fruits are especially important because most of the storable foods that are sold out there do not have a source of vitamin C. And if you don't get vitamin C, you're going to become, of course, highly deficient very quickly. You'll end up with essentially scurvy, which is a, you know, disease that sailors used to have on the high seas because they didn't have fruits with them on the ships. They had like salted meats. In fact, this is where the term limeys comes from, because the sailors figured out that if they took limes with them and they ate limes, limes are very high in vitamin C, they could prevent scurvy on these long voyages across the Atlantic Ocean from Europe to wherever they were going. And so they were actually called limeys because limes prevent scurvy. A little interesting piece of history. But if your survival stash does not include some freeze-dried fruits and vegetables or vitamin C supplements, which actually have a very long shelf life, many, many years beyond what they're labeled for, if you don't have those supplies, you can get into a lot of trouble nutritionally from trying to live on textured vegetable protein and salt and MSG and a bunch of garbage. I encourage you, if you've got a storable food item right now, take it out of your closet or wherever you have it and try living on it for 3 days. You know, pick a 3-day weekend or something and just see what that's like and see how you feel. Because if it's garbage food, your energy is going to be low. Your alertness is going to be low. You're not going to be healing as quickly. It's not good for you. You need high quality survival food, in my opinion, because you're going to have the most stress of your life in a survival situation. You're going to need good rest. You're going to need good adaptation to stress. You may have, you know, difficult situations to deal with. You may have to stay up late and do patrols late at night, so your sleeping hours are going to be chaotic. You may have been injured and you need wound healing, which requires, for example, zinc for skin to heal correctly. You need to avoid infectious disease, which means you need a strong immune system. So you're going to need the superfood nutrients. You're going to need the turmeric and the ginger, you know, the basil, the oregano, all these medicinal herbs and roots and so on. Excuse me. And you need a medicinal herbal medicine chest, I think, really, because it has a very, very long shelf life if it's stored in alcohol. And so these are some things to really concentrate on for preparedness. I also think you need some fish antibiotics, but you need the knowledge that goes with them. A lot of those antibiotics, you know, they're potent chemicals. They can be very dangerous if you don't know the proper dosage. You can kill somebody with antibiotics accidentally if you don't know what you're doing. So you need to buy physical books that give you a roadmap to how to use antibiotics and how to use different types of things. If you don't have those books and those guides, then you could make big mistakes, fatal mistakes that could harm a lot of people. So keep all that in mind. This is all about being prepared for what's coming. So the overview here, remember, don't trust the banks. They may fail. Don't trust cryptocurrency. Its value in a grid down scenario or a cyber war scenario is zero. Only trust the things that you can physically touch, that you can control and own and defend. And those include, like I said, land, even a structure on your land, a home, a roof over your head, shelter, and so on. A physical gold and silver, precious metals. Firearms and ammo, which are barterable but also have a practical self-defense use, as well as stored food. You should have at least a year of storable food ready to go. And along with the food, you should have emergency medicine, which is herbs, and you should have Manuka honey. Now, Manuka honey it's one of the ultimate barter items. Manuka honey is a topical antibacterial substance. It actually stops skin infections used topically. When consumed, it can help have an antibiotic effect internally. It's useful as a sweetener and a food, as well as a barter item, and it has about a 100-year shelf life. So the honey's not going to go bad. So think about Manuka honey. It's a first aid item, it's a food, it's a sweetener, it's a barter item, and it has basically an unlimited or lifetime shelf life. I mean, they found honey stored with ancient Egyptian tombs that's been there for a couple thousand years. So, you know, your honey's not going to go bad. If it's real honey, don't buy that corn syrup crap. Get real Manuka honey. It has to have the Manuka designation because it's a superfood. It's very potent. You'll need iodine, of course, just in case there's a nuclear event. You will need garden seeds because you will want to plant some lettuce and plant some greens. You can plant some herbs. And if you have a distillation setup, which is pretty easy to make if you've got the glass tubing, then you can actually distill medicinal herbs that you've grown yourself, which means you can have a medicine factory to create potent medicine that you can barter. And I mean, right there, that's a revenue source to help keep you alive, to produce something that you can trade with other people. So I hope this has been a useful overview. There's a lot coming. What's about to happen in our world is going to challenge your ability to survive. It's going to challenge your energy levels. It's going to challenge your stress adaptation capabilities. You are going to be cut off from information. You'll be cut off from my website. You may be cut off from the entire internet. Every book that you have on a Kindle device, for example, will no longer exist because it's virtual. It's electronic. You will have to rely on the physical things that you have under your immediate control. The reference books, the firearms and ammunition, the food supplies, the water filters. I forgot to mention that. Of course, that's crucial. The nutritional supplements, all these other things. It's important to think about the real world, things that you can touch. Get your head out of this virtual world, all the social media, all the online garbage, even the crypto, the speculation, all the stuff. None of it's real. It's not real. You can't touch it. What's going to matter when it all hits the fan? Stuff that's real, stuff that keeps you alive. Food, medicine, self-defense, nutritional supplements, a shelter, safety, buffer space between you and the hordes of apocalyptic zombies spilling out of the cities, whatever scenario it happens to be. Keep all this in mind. And as this is happening, to the extent that we can stay online, I'll keep bringing you updates like this at counterthink.com. But we may be offline, and you may be on your own, so get prepared now. Do what you can, get the skills, get the training, get the gear, and be ready for what's coming, because it's going to be a chaotic time for America, but you can make it. You can survive. That's the good news in all of this. The whole Counterthink show is that if you have the proper information, some training, some courage, and some gear, you can make it through almost anything that the globalists send our way. So with that message, I'm Mike Adams, signing off here from Counterthink, the final broadcast episode. Catch my work at counterthink.com, naturalnews.com, and the upcoming show, foodforensics.com. Thanks for watching.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.